We're visiting with Emporia High football coach Corby Milson on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, it's hard to believe, but this is week 9 of the high school football season. This will be our final visit on the Area Coach's Corner. But first off, congratulations to you and the ball club. A victory last week over Shawnee Heights. You went to their place, and you found a way to win a ball game.
Yeah, very good Shawnee Heights team at that. You know, they share the Centennial League crown at their place on senior night in their final league game. Big game for them, obviously, and I thought our players played very well.
And what a start to the ball game. 90-yard kickoff return by Sawyer Sladen, and I'm guessing that gave your kids a big confidence boost.
Oh, I think so, yeah. You know, we work special teams every single day, and it's nice to see that much work finally pay off. I knew we'd break a run at some point on special teams this season. Glad it happened when it did.
And, you know, we can talk about what the offense did, but I think what the defense did was probably more impressive. Shawnee Heights has the ball in the red zone with time winding down, and they were able to make the plays to keep them out of the end zone at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Hats off to our defense. You know, they were on the field a long time that game. Statistically, in terms of plays, we had just as many plays, I think, as Shawnee Heights did. But, you know, we run an up-tempo offense and puts our defense out there a little bit more. Thought some of our young guys on defense stepped up when they had to and made the plays we needed to have.
We're visiting with Emporia High football coach Corby Millison on the Area Coach's Corner. And now you get to take on Cape and Mount Carmel. Technically, the first round of the playoffs, and Cape and Mount Carmel, the Wichita City League. I'm sure you're a little familiar with what they bring to the table. What can your ball club expect on Friday night?
Yeah, we're pretty familiar with Cape, and you know, last year was the only year that we haven't played them in a while. I played them 18 out of my 19 years coaching, so very familiar with the ball club. They've got a very good back in Nick Channel. He's a good size back, about 6 foot, 210 pounds. He's rushed for about 1,000 of their 1,200 or 1,300 rushing yards on the season. So, you know, they've got some tools. They've got a quarterback that has thrown for about 800. They've got a lot of things we've got to stop.
And the one thing that we've talked about all season long is the fact that the first 8 games of this season have really prepared your team for this time of the year, the postseason time. I'm guessing you haven't faced a team that Capen isn't any better than any team you faced already.
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, we talked about that Saturday, and I talked with our leadership committee yesterday. I don't think they're any better than any team that we've faced. They've got one more win than us. You look at their schedule, you compare it to ours. Do they play some quality football teams? Absolutely. But so do we.
Looking at this season, right now setting 4-4 on the season, going into the postseason stretch, though, this group of players, for a lot of people, they have maybe overachieved. But when you sit down and look at it, they maybe have underachieved a little bit.
In my mind, we've underachieved a little bit. You know, I don't think people had real high expectations outside of this building for this ball club. I certainly did. You know, we've got a lot of kids that are multiple-year starters now coming back. We wish we could get the Hayden game back. We'd correct those 3 fumbles and win that game. And we'd like to have the Seaman game back. You know, I think we're at that point in time, we were a handful of plays away from being a 6-2 ball club.
And looking back at this season, a lot of growth from your younger players.
Absolutely, and we needed it. You know, we're going to return a lot of players next year. They've still got to continue to grow, and they've got to build up on the leadership that this senior class has provided for them this year.
Coach Millison, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us each week on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck on Friday night, and good luck throughout the rest of the season.
Hey, thank you.
That's Emporia High head football coach Corby Millison on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Jan Utech and Lacey Hamlin of Eck Real Estate, State Farm Insurance agent Pete Euler, and United Country Auction and Real Estate on KVOE, live and local.